They start putting into their language frustration. There's something that can be done about frustration, and it's a different action than anger. And frustration doesn't have to lead to anger if it can be identified. At the same time, you take some positive emotion, like peacefulness or happiness or joy, something that's not currently in their language, and you focus on that as well. You look so joyful sitting there playing with your Duplos. Mommy, what's joyful? Oh, it's just peaceful, just happening, you know? Just how you're feeling right now, just so joyful. I'm so joyful to see you make your bed this morning. It really brings me joy. You want to reinforce that and reinforce it, and then the next week you take a different emotion. Depending on which one your child has the most difficulty identifying, which is going to depend on their age. So, with babies like these two, how do you do that? How do that? How you do that? She's so happy. She's so happy. See a happy girl. That's how you do it. When they get frustrated that you are not feeding them as quickly as they would like to be fed, then what do you say? Oh, so frustrating. So frustrating. Mommy's coming. Mommy's coming. You're so patient. So frustrating. So that by the time they start speaking, they already have this in their language. You can do that with any child, whether it's your child or not your child. And what will happen when you say, so frustrating? What do they generally do? Calm down. Somebody understood. Children want to be understood. Children want to be understood.
Like I was having trouble with Sam today. He must have just, I think he was just frustrated, but I didn't realize. I thought he was angry. And then I was getting all worked up.
If they get enough frustration, it turns to anger. That's why if you can identify it, it won't turn to anger. Boy, it must really be frustrating trying to walk, Sam, you know, and using this body. You're really doing good, you know. Maybe you should just crawl for a few minutes. Let's just crawl for a few minutes. You can teach them to take away the frustration by walking away from the situation for 2 seconds, and then you try to walk. Okay, now let's try it again. Now that we're joyful, let's try it again.
He wanted to get out of his high chair, and I couldn't get him fast enough. Then it got into a battle. I kept telling him, you got to sit for a second because I can't do this unless you sit. And he's like, this is not working.
Yeah, but he knows that. I mean, he's not an unintelligent child. He knows he has to sit still for you to get him out of the chair because he was frustrated, and he thought you didn't understand. So, oh, it's frustrating. I'm coming, honey. Ooh, ooh, I'm hurrying. Ooh, now I'm getting frustrated.
Well, that's what happened.
Yeah.
I got upset with him, and he was upset with me, and I kept saying, you got to sit, and I'm waiting until you're sitting, and he's not. This is not working.
No.
I'm trying to get a message, except, and I didn't realize what his message was, though.
I'm frustrated because you're not a person who speaks frustration. That's all that tells you, is that you don't identify frustration. You wait until it gets to be anger to do something about it. And that's common. That's common. It's like not okay to be frustrated or to be getting ourselves worked up. You know, I'm starting to get frustrated here. I think I'm going to remove myself from the situation for a few minutes.
Because I can't deal with it.
Because it's frustrating. But if you don't identify it as, if you said to yourself, this is really frustrating, trying to get a wiggling baby on the high chair is totally frustrating. On the verge of anger. And he'd look at you and go, yeah, me too, Ma. When kids decide that they want things, it's that quick. That quick. It has nothing. You can't do it quick enough because their brain says out. And it's, but you're God. You're supposed to go poof and they're out. Poof.
Doesn't matter. That
they have the thought you provide.
The food is on the floor. The food is on the high chair. Just give me 1 second to clean up. No, I don't care about that.
Okay. So you teach him frustration and then you teach him patience. Patience is the way through frustration, Sammy. You just be patient. You're being so patient. And then throughout the day, Sammy, you're being so patient. You are such a patient child. Look how patient you're being. No, it's reinforced by your speaking. So the other thing you need to do is to listen to their opinion. If they say that they're angry and you say that they're frustrated, there's no sense getting into an argument about it. I mean, if they say that they're angry, they're angry. No, I'm angry. You need to listen to their opinion. I don't want to go to the airport this morning, Michael says to me. I don't want to go to the airport. I'm not going to the airport. I said, you don't want to go to the airport. You're not going to the airport. I said, I have to go to the airport. Well, I know, but I don't want to go to the airport, and I'm not going to the airport. I said, what are we going to do about this? I'll stay here by myself. I said, I don't leave children alone. I don't do that. I don't leave children home alone. Well, then you call Carol and you tell her to come get me. I'm like,
excuse us.
7 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to call Carol and, tell her to come get my son. Mm-hmm. He said, well, that's a good solution. He didn't not want to go to the airport.
Really?
He just wanted to state his opinion and state his solution. And once I said, that's a pretty good solution, even though there was no way I was calling Carol. There was no way he was not going to the airport. He was going to the airport, whether he wanted to go or didn't want to go. But he had the right to say, I don't want to go to the airport. And that's all he wanted. Most people would get into a power struggle at that point. Well, you're coming to the airport. I just said, I don't leave children home alone. You know, I'm going to the airport. Your daddy is gone. Grandma and Aunt Michelle are going to be gone. They're going to be, Joan is gone. I don't leave children in the house alone. What is your solution? Call Carol. Call Carol. I said, all right, I'll go to call Carol. Oh, no, I'll go to the airport. He just wanted to have his opinion count at that point. Now, who knows why? It doesn't matter why. Maybe we've had too many people in our house. I don't know. He just wanted his opinion to count. So listen to children's opinion, even if they're silly off the wall, and try to give them their wishes. Does that mean give them their wishes? No. That means when Danielle or Stephen comes home and they say, oh, I wish we could go skiing for 3 months. Sally goes skiing for 3 months. I wish we could go skiing for 3 months. What do most parents do at that point? What would you guys do? What are you, out of your mind? We got to work. We didn't inherit our money. Are you crazy?
Hey, I'd love to, too. How much you pay for it for all of us?
Carol! Get a job.
Help it up your bank account.
What you do is, you did it right until that last part. That last part. What you do is you try to give them their wishes. Boy, wouldn't that be nice? What would we do for 3 months? Wouldn't that be great? Because as parents, we have trained ourselves to fulfill every wish of every child that we have. And this is insanity.
I still try to do that.
This is insanity. And we give them things that we know that they should not have. We do things for them that we know that we later regret. We do this because we believe as parents that we should fulfill their every wish. The way to fulfill their every wish is to help them dream. So if Danielle cannot go skiing for 3 months right now, with her entire family, perhaps later in her life she can fulfill that wish. How do you get them to fulfill that wish? Not by stopping the dream, by wishing with them. Boy, I really wish we could do that. Ooh.
And then what else would you say?
Then you dream with them. Where would we go? Where would we stay? What would we do? If we could really do that, what would we do? Boy, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know, Mom. I'd miss my friend. Well, what about Yaya? We'd have to take Yaya. I couldn't be away from Yaya for 3 months.
They'll, like, talk themselves out of it at that point. Once they have it. And remember that the mind, what you strongly imagine and visualize in the mind, is no different than reality in a child's mind. So in their mind, they've already done it. You've already given them that wish. That wish is fulfilled, and now they're going to tell you all the reasons why they shouldn't do it. I'd miss my grandma too much. What will we do with Cruiser? They'll come up with every objection that you would have had. Had you allowed yourself, what are you, crazy? Take off for 3 months. Get out of my face.